On the show today, we are talking to Malazai's very own Rob Gaynor, talking about mobile banking reaching a saturation point. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Rob Gaynor from Malazai. How are you, Rob?
Doing well. Thanks, Mike, for having us on.
You're very welcome. We've got some important news to talk about today based on your annual study. But before we get to that, I want to talk to you. I want to get your take on Apple's latest slew of product announcements. If you have a take on anything that anything stand out for you in their recent announcements earlier this week?
Kind of wah, wah, wah.
Oh, sad.
Well, I will spend over $1,000 on the new phone, so I will.
Good for you.
Let's see. The watch is really the biggest thing for us.
I thought so, too. I thought the watch was the big news.
Yep, and as an app developer, nothing that requires us to react real quickly, or so really nothing, and that may give you a sense of the scope of really what they've done. Because we don't really have to do anything to adjust for what they've done.
Well, that might be a good thing on your part. So,
yeah. So it's nice, less disruption. But I like the I like the X phone. I'm going to buy an X.
The X phone.
Facial recognition should swap very seamlessly in for the fingerprint, which we already support. So we expect very little impact. The large screen is the same resolution, so no big deal. The loss of the home button, no impact.
Right.
So no impact on the X. The 8 and the 8 Plus, same thing. And then as long as facial recognition rolls out as seamlessly as they said it would, we should be in really good shape.
Yeah.
And then lastly, the watch. With it being more untethered from the phone, we can now really start to break down barriers where we had some serious problems. We have like 80% of the watch apps in the market that are banking are ours, and they're very limited. And we can break a lot of those barriers. We can do a lot more. I'm not sure what we're going to do, but that is the innovation that we see in this announcement.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought that was the big news. But let's stay tuned on that as well. I'd like to talk to you once you guys get something in the works there. That'd be really fun to talk about. Hey, the other thing I want to talk to you about was Finovate. You guys just returned from Finovate in New York City. How did that go? Any new trends coming down the turnpike there that you guys saw?
Yeah, there were some cool new technologies. My favorite was a new mortgage, a new way of kind of helping people get larger mortgages, you know, which sounded, I guess, like a good idea about 15 years ago. anyway, but no, there was some mortgage innovation. We had several of our partners up on stage doing some cool stuff around digital onboarding. And we'll be talking a little bit more about that in the next 6 months.
Okay.
But no, good Finovate and new format for Finovate.
Really?
You know, they went 4-day format, so a little bit different for them as well.
They spread it out a little bit because before it was like 2 days condensed, 7-minute rapid fire type of thing.
Same thing on the first 2 days, and they added 2 days of kind of a traditional conference after.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right. Well, I'm glad things went well there. That's always an exciting show because you're getting the latest and greatest from what's going on out there. So it's always an exciting show to go to. Hey, let's talk about a story that I saw, mobile banking reaching a saturation point, and that really kind of caught my eye. And I went, well, this is going to happen sooner or later. And leave it to you guys to kind of point this out based on your annual study that you guys do. So just to get started, how is this happening? Why is it happening? And just we can start off from there.
So, you know, everything's relative. So the way we're trying to measure this is how many mobile banking apps there are in the App Store as a percentage of total financial institutions in community banking. Under 15 billion is what we look at.
Okay.
80% have an app, a little bit over 80%, and growth has slowed to single digits, 5, 6, 7% in the last couple of years. And if you really look at 100 million and above, it's like 90% penetration. Wow. So we are at a saturation point. We reached it last year. it's just the number. Everybody has an app now.
Right.
I mean, not everybody. If you're under 100 million, you're a lot less likely to have an app. Yeah. But most everybody else already has an app.
But that's a good thing. So, I mean, maybe not for the app makers, but it's a good thing for the financial institutions that they all have this mobile capability. But now it sounds like, okay, let's now it's kind of like refining it. Let's make it better. Kind of like the mobile phone market, you know, when everyone was buying one, you know, as they were flying off the shelves. Now it's kind of getting saturated. Now it's just making them better. And it sounds like this is what's happening with the mobile apps.
And that you can see in the market churn of vendors. So because we count the apps, we know who the vendors are that build the apps for the bank or credit
mm-hmm.
union.
Mm-hmm.
30% of them have changed hands in the last two years, the same 2 years that we've reached saturation. Yeah. That's what, in other words, we see it in our pipeline, right? 2 years ago, there were greenfield deals to put people in the store, and now everything is a takeaway. We're replacing. And that is being driven, like you just said, we reached the commodity point. They're looking for differentiation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really easy. They want them to look different, design. They want better features, things like paying a bill with a phone or a camera,
yeah.
picture,
yeah.
turning off a debit card, things like that. And then, they need better and better tools to help managing the customers across, you know, businesses, consumers, things like that. So differentiation is mm-hmm. now what people are seeking.
It sounds like there's lots of growth in that area as well. The differentiate what you were just talking about, it sounds like there's lots of growth to be had there, or is it already happening?
Well, it's happening. There were 60 different vendors who did mobile banking apps for banks and credit unions, 60. So there's a lot of variety, a lot of ways of approaching it. You know, that's where innovation comes from,
yeah,
right?
True.
Now, the reality is five of us, which I'm glad we're part of, we do 70% of the apps.
Good for you.
So we're also highly concentrated, but there's a lot of cool, innovative stuff out there. The market's still really kind of like the Wild West.
You know?
Like when we can compete with the billion-dollar Fiserv, FIS, they obviously are the leaders in terms of market share in mm-hmm. this market, mobile. That shows you that a little tiny company can be relevant.
Yeah,
you know,
cool. And now, from the bank or credit union perspective, what are they looking at? Are they looking at the differentiators? Are they happy with what they have now, or are they always looking at the horizon to say, gosh, what can we do better to attract more members, customers, what have you?
Yeah, they're always looking for more. Their hands are tied a lot of times. You know, our contracts are 3 to 5 years, right? So once you make a bet on a vendor, you know, I hope they innovate for you over 5 years. That's the length of your contract.
Right.
But no, they're looking for differentiation. And look at when we count the apps, we look at the features that most people don't have. Like an example, only 700 banks and credit unions have person-to-person transfers. That's less than 15%. That's a differentiation,
yeah.
right? But it's P2P. Everybody should have it, right? But they don't yet. Card management, turning on and off a debit card, less than 7% have that. I think it's 400 or so.
That is surprising.
So those are easy examples to go get those things in your app, and you immediately yep. differentiate. This isn't yep. rocket science right yep. now. There's clear road signs in the App Store as to what people are doing that's slightly different. Yeah. Just follow those road signs.
Yeah, it's just a matter of doing it, you know? So, exactly. So, were there any other surprise? What's that?
That's like, just do it, like Nike said.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. That tagline still rings true. How many, 20 years later or something like that? So, were there any other surprises in your annual report that you guys do each year in your mobile banking report? Any other surprises that kind of caught you off guard?
The failure of business mobile.
Really?
I'm being somber now.
Just bring it down.
Yes, bring it down a notch. the number of banks, and mostly banks, because credit unions, most don't have member business services, but some do. But basically, the amount of apps that are in the store that are tailor-made for businesses, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
There are less than 400 of them. The growth, while it grew by a substantial amount, it's nowhere near. We would have expected a couple of thousand banks and credit unions to have them, and it's now just numbering in the hundreds, and it's only doubling. Whereas early on in the consumer days, it was, you know, we were going from a few hundred to a few thousand mm-hmm. in 24 months.
Right.
We're not seeing that. So, and then unfortunately, when we look at, we have a lot of business mobile apps out there. We're one of the companies who have a portion of that market. Nobody uses them. 95% of a business's use right now is desktop. We have failed to give the business a reason to use mobile, and it's showing up in the banks don't care to launch the apps, and when they launch them, the businesses aren't using it. Now, there's a huge opportunity to change that by paying a little more attention to the businesses and what they need, and we're on it, and we're doing lots of cool things to help, but the story is that it's just still very lackluster. The growth isn't there. People don't care. They're not using it. And it's the failure of the bank and the vendor market because we failed to figure out what they really need.
Yeah.
There is a need, but we just have failed to figure it out. And we're actively on the case.
Yeah. This might be a CSI episode. I like this. You're on the case. I love it. Hey, any other surprise? Any other findings that you said like wearables are on the rise. Obvious, that's obvious. P2P is low. Debit card controls. You said that is already. Anything else in your report that stands out?
You know, a couple of things. And the way I position debit card and P2P is they're on the rise.
Yeah.
And there's still opportunities to differentiate. So. Mm-hmm. Although the usage is low, it's still a great opportunity.
I think so too.
We talked about business. I think the other probably thing to mention is just in general when we there's a phenomena around standalone applications. We do a bunch for remote check capture.
Oh, yeah.
Think of that credit union or a bank who has mobile, but they couldn't get remote check capture in mobile banking. They had to do a second app. Visa, MasterCard, and the card processors are pushing standalone apps for card management. We have card management in mobile banking, but a lot of mobile banking companies can't do that. So what do? You field the standalone app. It was surprising to us there are very few of these apps in the App Store. People are talking about it, but people aren't actually doing it. So because we kind of get threatened by it a lot, right? Like if you don't put that in mobile banking, I'll do a standalone app. Well, look, we've counted, and the reality is I could, you know, two hands counts the number of them in the App Store across all, like PNC has one for PFM, Smarty Pig, I think, or whatever they call it. Capital Bank has one for credit. You know, you can do your credit check.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's called Credit Wise. I don't know what it's called, but it's a standalone app, and it's just for... Citibank, when they launched their watch wearable app, launched a standalone app to drive that. It was kind of weird. But the reality is, basically what people think is the menu is filling up in mobile banking and you got to start taking the functionality out. And what we're seeing is that's not true. We just create a better menu. So
makes sense.
That was a surprise to us that there wasn't more of this standalone phenomenon.
Very cool. Good stuff here, Rob, as usual. And to wrap up, where can folks find out more details on your report? Can they go to your website and grab it, or what can they do to get some more info here?
Absolutely. We got excerpts of all the data that I've just discussed. It's all on the website, malauzai.com, MALAUZAI.
Awesome.
And yeah, we appreciate it. We constantly have more research coming out, a lot of good stuff to read on the website.
Yeah, it's really good information, actually. So we'll put a link in the show notes for folks to get right to it and check it out. So very cool stuff as always, Rob. Always entertaining, always informative. So we thank you for your time as well. Good job.
Mike, we appreciate the opportunity and for thinking of us, giving us the opportunity to talk to everyone who views your show.
Well, thank you, Rob. Always like having you on. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the time.
See you soon.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.